Coach, get the positive out of the way. What positive do you take from this game, if any?
Well, I guess the positive I would take out of it is the way we cut a 20-point lead to 10 in the last 3 minutes of the game. I see, some individuals that are doing some things. Val again was pretty good again, coming off the bench for us. I think Crystal's starting to, she sparked us in that run. I was very proud of Crystal's defense in the second half. We switched her on to Ellis, which that probably should have been the way we started the game, because she killed us in the first half of 20 points. So I would say it's more individual positives than our team positives, because I was fearful that we would be a little flat after what we went through Friday night, and I knew how good Marquette was. And they exposed that. They're a very veteran team. They play with a lot of poise. Give them all the credit in the world. I'm quite frankly surprised we could, get into them and come back like that, because they're a very veteran team. But I did like that factor. I haven't seen any stats. So, I'd say the positives are the more the individual things. And, a game like that, you kind of get a feel for, who's going to run. Cat Flores hadn't played all year, and her stat line wasn't real good, but, she played with a lot of energy. Cat's a real smart player, our decision-making was, it's not real good all the time, but today was, we just did some crazy things. We had that stress in the first half. We had six or seven straight turnovers, and that's when the game got away from us, and we really never could get back into it.
Did the lack of energy and or focus disappoint you?
Oh, sure. I think I understand it a little bit better in this game than I did in our other two, losses. Now, I don't take anything away from the teams that beat us, but and that's what we talked about after the game, is you can control your effort and your energy level. You can't control shots going in. You can't control some mistakes you're going to make. But you should be able to, you have to control those two things. And, we had less than a 48-hour turnaround coming off, one of the biggest ones we've had here in a long time, and against a very quality team, where we had to be sharp, and we didn't have any margin of error, and we had, way too many breakdowns. We're a team that thrives on preparation, and they did a couple things that we hadn't seen them do yet that hurt us, that we did not react to very well, and make adjustments in the course of the game. So I was more anticipatory of this scenario today than our other two situations. Absolutely.
Would you say that Marquette, all their players look strong physically compared to a lot of teams you're going to have on your schedule? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they are strong, and they're very balanced. They've got a great inside-outside combination, and they, Coach Hall, she's a very good coach. She kept us a little off balance with mixing up her defenses early. Took us out of rhythm, and there's a reason why we shot 29% for us. They played a good, solid defensive game. And we're not shooting the ball well from three and go 4 for 23. And Crystal hits us two at the end, so we were, at one point we only made two. They're a strong team. They're a veteran team. They've played together. They returned four starters from last year, and like we do. And that's their sixth straight win. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they should. They're a quality team. Yeah, they could easily be a top 25 team before the year's over.
Are you worried about the consistency in which you guys are shooting three pointers badly this year?
Yeah, it's, you know, we're, eight games in, and we're shooting probably 24%, yeah, because we work on shooting the three. We, you know, you need to be able to shoot the three in today's game. I'm worried about it because we haven't practiced. We feel like we've got, you know, enough kids that, that shoot the ball well from the three-point range, and, you know, it's not happening in the game. So, that's something that we have a concern about, and we've got to get better at it because, teams are going to we're going to see more zone, and they're going to start packing it in, and that loosens it up a little bit.
Are you happy? You turn the ball over a lot in the first 8, 9, 10 minutes, and you talked about the one stretch. But are you happy you kept it down relatively the whole rest of the game? Or?
Well, yeah, relatively.
Yeah, relatively.
We had a lot of situations where we didn't get back on defense. Those are type things that just shouldn't happen, you know. I mean, the second half, they shoot 36% after 58 the first half. And you're not going to out-rebound your opponent when they shoot 48 and you shoot 29. They're going to get more rebounds. And, well, I'm encouraged with Samantha Stovall still being pretty consistent for us. And, Lauren Fresnan, Lauren had to be tired after what she did. She still plays 31 minutes and, is playing with a lot of heart. And, we just got to get, more people stepping up. And I think we will. Tiffany's struggling right now. And, she was a really contributor off the bench for us last year to give us some scoring off the bench. And, both this weekend she didn't score a point. She was 0 for 2 maybe against A&M, but, she's usually a pretty good three-point shooter. She's 0 for 3 today. So, I think it'll all, hopefully. we knew this was a, we basically played, we played four games in the last 8 days, TCU on Saturday, then Monday, then Friday, Sunday. I think there was a little fatigue show today, but not enough that it should have been like that.
Good enough, sir.
Appreciate you guys being here, man.